Listen to this news. UK expands Ivory Act protections to 4 more endangered species. The UK has broadened its groundbreaking Ivory Act, granting greater legal protection to 4 more species, hippopotamus, narwhal, killer whale, and sperm whale, as of the 28th of January. Previously focused solely on elephants, the Act now bans the import, export, and trade of ivory containing items from these animals, marking a major step in global conservation efforts. This strengthened legislation establishes one of the world's toughest bans on ivory sales. Violators face severe penalties, including unlimited fines or up to 5 years' imprisonment. The expansion of the Act aims to combat the threats posed by poaching and ivory trade, which have endangered these species, already under pressure from climate change. Hippopotamuses, in particular, are at the highest risk of extinction due to the ivory trade, following elephants. All 4 newly included species are listed under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Fauna and Flora, CITES. The ivory trade, involving tusks and teeth, exacerbates their vulnerabilities and jeopardizes their long-term survival. Commenting on the expanded protections, International Nature Minister Mary Krieg stated, "Today is an important moment for all wildlife lovers. The poaching of these wonderful animals for their ivory is sickening, and this government will do all we can to end this horrible trade. The Ivory Act is one of the toughest bans in the world. This new government is showing global leadership by enshrining these protections into law to tackle the poaching of these iconic animals." The UK continues to lead global conservation efforts by integrating nature and climate priorities into foreign policy. This includes appointing an international nature envoy and fostering international partnerships to advance the UN Global Biodiversity Framework, which seeks to halt and reverse wildlife loss worldwide. IMEX sector, China bans livestock imports from several countries amid disease outbreak risks.